No.
The mole will lie to your face.
You are one pretty lady. Not.
The mole will double-cross you.
Drink this. It's not poisonous.
The mole could be right beside you.
I hear.
And you wouldn't even know it.
Ah!
Who is the mole?
Me.
The betrayal begins Tuesday, January 9th on ABC.
Where are my eyes?
The Don and Mike Show.
And it would be great, you know. God.
There it is.
No, there it is. Yeah, it only took that CD, seriously, 2 minutes to queue up.
Jesus.
All right. Boy, oh boy. I wish I was mad like you were today, Mike.
Mad?
Yeah. I'd be mad at that dumb machine.
Well, you are mad at that machine.
Yeah, but not as mad as you would be.
What do you mean?
Because you're mad at everything, because you're hungover today.
I'm not mad.
No.
I'm actually pretty happy. I really am.
Well, it takes
I'm
more,
a little sad.
It takes more calls?
No.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Here you go, Rob.
Thank you, Spurs.
That's for you.
It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me see. Tomorrow is the day before Thanksgiving, and we're not going to do that stuff today, the heaviest.
Are we going to do it tomorrow?
I'm really sick of it, but if you guys want to bring it back tomorrow, you can.
We ought to have a code for it, maybe, you know. Something that indicates we would say it, but we're not going to say it.
I'm bad. I think last year I boycotted.
You boycotted it last year, and I'm kind of with you this year.
Tomorrow on the show, THT. What, Rob? THT.
DOTY.
Right.
The heaviest travel day of the year.
No, it should be OWITT. H.
Sound it out.
T O T D.
A G E A M U F F E N D M C D A N N I S. G M A.
All right, Tom.
What is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year? That's the way we say it.
Okay.
Not to be confused with Friday.
Slow down, which is
traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year.
Tomorrow on the show, the great John Madden. We might as well be having Santa Claus on the show.
Yeah. Very excited.
We have John Madden on always before Thanksgiving, so he'll be on. And also a private message from me to Robert Mailman, who's out there listening somewhere. I guess he's very mad about trying to get an Xbox 360 today.
Oh.
And
does he feel he was discriminated against?
You know, with him, I think it's always a race issue.
Right.
But either way, I'm willing to talk to him. We could do the Charlie interview here.
Right.
So Beth Ann comes in.
Well, you can talk to him now.
Robert is, no, we're going to do it, Mike. She says, Robert's on the telephone. And I said, well, great, tell him to wait till we do the Charlie thing. No, he's too hot to come on the air today.
He's too angry?
He's too angry.
Wow. Oh, my God, that's when he's at his best.
Yeah. Screw him. So just in case he's out, I'd like to hear why you're mad that you couldn't get your Xbox.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. And also, this is just guaranteed that he calls. Hey, Robert, what are you worried about anyway? You're black. Why didn't you just steal it?
Oh, you're going to make him call in now.
Okay. I hope he calls.
I think you've successfully tweaked him. But now, because you've said that, he might not call just because he's doing the old bait and switch.
Yeah. No. He always listen, like a moth to the flame.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he do like the race card.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear what he's mad about.
He do. Mike?
Yes?
It's time for the Charlie interview.
I'm ready.
How's Charlie doing?
I won't know until we start doing it.
Uh-huh. Hold on a second. Here is B.A., I bet. Hi, B.A.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, Robert, hold on a second.
On an inside line?
Jesus Christ.
Is he in the building?
I don't know.
Where is he?
He's in the building. Through. We're doing the Charlie thing now.
He's upstairs. The call is coming from within the radio station.
The call is coming from the house.
See, that's all it took. Why didn't you steal it?
Well, is he here?
No, he's not here. He's on the telephone.
But he's calling on an inside line. How did that happen? He called the main number?
Yeah, because she put him through.
Huh.
Hello?
She was back there on the veggie phone with him. on the special V-line.
I couldn't tell if you wanted to talk to him right then just for a second.
No. Just after we do the Charlie thing, we'll do commercials, then I'd love for him to tell me how come we couldn't just steal one.
You know, he said he's not available later, but, you know, he'll be.
He'll be available.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. He'll be available.
Wonderful.
Yeah. He'll be available. You better.
The angrier, the better.
Yep,
certainly, we've worked him up already. I know that.
Hope he's wearing his Lakers gear. Hope you're wearing all your bling when you're out there at Best Circuit by whatever it was you were at.
Mike? Wall.
Tar. Tar wall, Mike. Tar wall. That's what you had in your pants last night.
Exactly, yes.
Big
tarry.
Big
the tar wall.
Wall of tar.
Don't break through the tar wall.
We once met a real nice guy. We did the, back when we used to travel and do remotes with the show.
Mm-hmm. Pre-9/11, actually, before, you know, it was difficult for him to travel around the country.
Right. And incidentally, what a mistake it is for any radio show to go, like, to an exotic location and do a broadcast, because the broadcasters don't care about doing the show. They just mm-hmm. care about what time is the show over so we can go
right.
out in the sun and get laid.
Exactly.
Anyway, we met a guy in Jamaica. A guy named Tari Stool.
Tari Stool was, I think, Hindu. I'm not sure. But,
wow.
You know, he gets profiled now. But Tari was just a wonderful guy. Showed us all around. Not a native Jamaican, but he actually showed us around the island beautifully. Tari Stool, wonderful guy. Kind of had a turban like Haji.
Yeah, he did. Huh. He did. It was, he was a weird. Well, I would have to go to Skin Story and Rob.
Yeah.
To actually get into his actual, you know, what percentage black or Hindu he was.
Yes.
But enough of that. Mike?
Yes?
You can try to avoid this all you want.
I'm not trying to avoid anything. I'm doing my job.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Great.
Christmas is, you know, just a month and 3 days away.
That's wonderful.
And there is a brand new entry into the Hall of Fame of Toys.
Huh.
Candyland has made it. And, are you ready for this? A plain cardboard box. Because you know the old thing with a kid, that you could give a kid a beautiful red wagon,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll take it out of the box, and they'll end up playing in the box because kids are so freaking creative and blah, blah, blah. And
Candyland hasn't made it. Candyland was inducted into the Hall of Fame along with the cardboard box. Right.
Well, that's what I said. It made it, right?
Candyland has made it. Is that? Oh,
I thought
several
I did say.
Plus several. Mm-hmm.
I thought I did say that it made it.
Yeah, I didn't know you. I misinterpreted what you were saying. I was, you know, it sounded like you said Candyland made the box. That's probably my ears, the way I interpreted that today. But I'm ready to do the Charlie interview.
Okay, well, let's get the music going.
Let's bring in the big lock.
Hi, John.
Charlie.
Hi. You act like Johnny, and you start to breathe like Johnny. Come and join the Johnny people.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Charlie.
I just got back from Mr. O'Mara's bathroom.
Oh, dear.
Clean as a whistle.
Good job.
All right, Charlie.
Mop and glow.
The good news is that today we're talking toys.
Yeah, I love toys.
Guy has a website. It's strong.
Couldn't get my Xbox 360, though.
Strong.
I don't know how to play those games anyway.
Strongmuseum.org.
Strong Museum.
Anyway, it's the Toy Hall of Fame.
I'm strong.
And let me see if you guys are ready for the call.
Toy Hall of Fame.
Okay, hold on.
Real exciting stuff. Hi, Don. Space Invaders perplexes me.
Why?
I don't know.
Very fast.
Just thought I'd say it.
Is that direct dial, Robbie? Oh, I see.
Reach the Strong Museum staff line.
The Strong Museum.
Right,
look at, check name? Out my guns.
This guy's name is Christopher Bench.
Like Ron Burgundy.
Chris Bench.
Chris Bench, hi. It's Don calling from CBS Radio. Please stand by for the Charlie Show.
I am ready.
Hello. This is Charlie Stuang-Stabilak. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Chris Bench, Chief Curator at Strong Museum in Rochester, New York.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
I'm here to talk with you about toys.
Absolutely.
How are you today?
I'm great.
I understand that you've inducted a cardboard box into the museum, into the Hall of Fame, as a big toy.
Maybe it's hard to believe, but it's absolutely true.
Toys are fun, right?
They are. And
yeah.
Cardboard boxes are among the most fun toys.
Yeah, because you can
cut windows in them and make a house?
Right.
And live in them?
What about sex toys, Charlie?
What?
What about sex toys?
Oh, that's sex toy.
Damn.
Like ticklers?
Stop it, Don.
Dildo
Stop
days?
It, Don. You're being dirty.
You know what happens, Charlie.
I'm not feeling too well today, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Got a tummy ache.
Why's that?
I ate too much jam and cheese.
Okay.
So, how many other toys are in your museum?
Well, we've got about 500,000
items. Hey, Chris.
Items.
Why don't you list the toys, and I'll tell you whether I like them or not.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
This will be fun. This will be real, real fun.
These are toys that are in the National Toy Hall of Fame, and they start with ancient toys like Jacks.
May I ask you,
Jacks?
Alex,
Jacks are the things you throw down. They're metal. They look like little crisscrosses.
Yep.
Christopher, how old do you think Charlie is?
Oh.
Try to guess.
I'd say Charlie's 55.
Wow, that's
pretty close.
People normally think I'm like a teenager.
How old is he, Rob?
He'll be 62 on December 13th.
13th, coming up, Don, right after Thanksgiving. It's my big birthday party.
Charlie, you hold
65. Your age. 65. I'm going to be 65.
Congratulations.
You know, I like Jacks. I step on them with my bare feet.
Oh.
Doesn't hurt. Bleeds a little. What else?
Jump ropes.
Jump rope. I don't do that well.
Okay.
I step on it and trip. What else?
Maybe you could manage a rocking horse, though.
A rocking horse,
what,
yeah.
What about
oh,
most,
my God.
What about the more modern toys?
The best toy that my parents never got me was an Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah. The Easy Bake Oven isn't in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Boo!
You got to keep voting for it.
Vote for it.
I wanted that bad. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Listen to me. I'm losing my voice. Go ahead. What else?
Hey, Charlie.
What?
Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah. You may be
That's in the movie Toy Story.
You may be old enough to remember when Mr. Potato Head was an actual potato before he turned plastic.
Yes, I do, Chris. And then you take the stuff and you stick it in the potato.
Right.
It's wonderful. And then they went to a plastic potato.
Right.
What's the deal with that?
Too many kids left those punctured potatoes underneath their beds, and there's nothing fouler than a rotting potato.
Oh, sure, yes, there is.
Sure there is. Tell them about what happened to Mike last night.
Yeah, vomit.
Oh.
Yeah, that's worse. That smells worse.
Maybe he'd eaten a rotten potato.
No, pasta and shrimp. It was good, though, when it was going in. Bad on the way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother and my stepfather were overprotective. You can understand that, right, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm having a good day. What are the other toys?
Well,
Mr. Potato Head.
Are there any
Jacks.
Toys? Are there any toys that, for instance, have, like, I know, one of the things that Charlie used to do back when he was a kid.
When I was a kid, I didn't have any toys. My father only let me play with mulch.
With what?
Only mulch.
Okay.
He said, listen, go and back to the compost pile, play with the mulch.
The mulch?
Play with the mulch.
Now, if you were lucky enough then to have a box, you could do all sorts of things with mulch and box.
Didn't you also play with paint when you were a boy?
Yes. Yeah. I drank it. It was so good.
Well,
it was really like a milkshake. It had the same consistency.
And Charlie, do you remember those jokes we used to make about Lincoln Logs?
Yeah, Lincoln Logs. I played with those, too.
Remember the jokes?
I made those myself.
Do you remember the jokes we used to make about how Abe Lincoln would make Lincoln Logs?
Yes, that's right. Made it where food comes out. Toys are confusing. All day long, my mom would scream, Don't play with it. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
What about Spirograph?
No, Spirograph hasn't made the cut.
Oh, no.
Etch-a-Sketch is in the National.
Yeah, I didn't have one of those. All the toys, all the other kids, I didn't get any toys. My father would say, you don't need that, ass munch. That's what he called me. It's very sad.
Never called me that, but
Charlie, ask
him
about
gratification. I get all the toys I never had.
Ask him about the erection set.
Yeah, how about an erection set?
No, but erector set is in the National Toy Hall.
How about Tinker Toys?
Tinker Toys, too.
How about Legos?
How about Tinkle Toys?
Tinkle Toys. I played with those.
Tinkle Toys?
Yeah. I bought a jar.
What?
I bought jarts.
Jarts?
Do you like jarts?
I grew up with jarts, and I love jarts, but you know...
Charlie?
I had a neighbor of mine that wore a jart wig.
Tell him about the problem you had when you played jarts when you were a kid.
When I was 7, I was playing jarts with my dad in the backyard. They weren't his. He borrowed them from the neighbor. And he'd say, Charlie, you go out for a pass, and I'll throw you the jart. And I got 3 in one day, Chris. 3 stuck in my head.
It must have looked like a pincushion.
I did. It didn't hurt, though.
Good.
It's numb up there.
You've got
it's
a better
numb.
Skull than I've got.
Yeah. Well, no, they punctured the skull. Went right into the brain.
All right.
That's why I talk the way I do.
You like Barbies, Charlie?
No. Barbies are for girls, Don.
Didn't I see you undressing a Barbie once, Charlie?
Well, it wasn't mine. It was in the green room. It was Mrs. McBride's.
And what were
was
you?
Was their special Barbie?
What were you doing with the pen? Weren't you drawing something
she
on?
She said,
her?
"Put that down. That's my special Barbie." And I said, "I guess that's why it doesn't have any arms or legs, and it's bald."
G.I. Joe.
I got arrested in 1976 for burning up my stepfather's crow case.
Oh dear.
My stepdad was so mean.
How mean was he, Charlie?
He used to throw rocks at my head. Just for his own fun.
Wow.
And he made me chew on beer cans, too.
Oh, we're almost out of time.
The trial.
What is your favorite toy, Chris?
You know, I'm hoping that Hot Wheels get into the toy.
Oh, I love Hot Wheels. I love Hot Wheels. I don't like those electronic games the kids play with now. I like stuff that you can put your hands on. How about Tonka? Tatonka. That means buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the Tonka truck is the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Let's play cards at my duplex sometime.
I could.
I live in a big duplex.
Do you ever tell them about that time?
One and a half baths.
Tell them about that time you got that silly putty where you shouldn't have put that silly putty?
One time can I tell you my silly putty story?
Absolutely.
Okay, one time I was playing with silly putty, and you know how you put it on the comics, and you lift it up and it makes the picture?
Right.
Well, what I thought is that I would put a tattoo on my bottom, but it slipped, and it went all the way. You know what I mean?
You got to be careful with
it. Yes. It hurt real bad. I had to go to the emergency room.
Maybe if you...
He said, how did you get that silly putty in there? I said, I don't know. I was just playing with it. Pretty funny, huh?
Absolutely.
I'm not feeling too hot.
I'm sorry.
My stepfather passed away, and I buried him in the compost heap.
So you're not playing the mulch anymore?
Nope. He was buried under that mulch he made me play with when he wasn't throwing rocks.
Well, this dude's website is strongmuseum.org.
Did you enjoy the interview, Chris?
I did. It's unlike any I've ever...
Can you say I love you, Charlie?
I love you, Charlie. This is Strong Museum.
Thank
you. This guy is the curator.
The Strong Museum. Are you strong?
I am.
I'm real strong. I can lift up a car.
All right.
Yeah. No jury could ever convict a retard.
It's the Toy Hall of Fame.
I really enjoyed having you on the show.
In Crapchester, New York.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, Chris.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
We're friends now.
We are.
I'm going to go to the Strong Museum. Can I get in for free?
If you say my name, you can get in free.
Yeah!
Charlie.
I'm going to see all
Charlie?
The toys.
What's his name?
Chris.
That's right.
Mr. Chris. My name is Charlie. Mr. Chris said I could come to the museum for free.
We'll look forward to it.
Can I beat up the person if they don't let me in?
No.
Tell him one more thing about your dad.
My stepfather was very touchy-feely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So glad that bastard's dead. You know?
Believe it.
Yeah. What a bastard.
Didn't he always say the thermometer was a toy?
Yes. He made me play with that all the time. He said, how are you feeling today? You look a little warm. Temperature time. Anyway, that's a long story. I won't bore you with it.
Please don't.
Thanks so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Be happy.
All right.
Make somebody else. Let us smile. Be your handshake, Mr. Chris. Okay?
Okay.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
See ya.
Okay.
So long. Auf Wiedersehen.
Absolutely.
Good night. My stepfather smelled like curry and feet.
Don't know what
all day long. He smelled like, seriously, smelled like feet. Bad feet. Bad feet with curry. He liked curried shrimp.
I like curried shrimp.
He liked curried shrimp. He liked curried shrimp with raisins. Weird man. Buried under the mulch pile.
Didn't he take the belt to you sometimes, Charlie?
All the time, Don. All the time. Really bad, too. Really bad. He had the kind that had the studs on it. Tore the flesh right off of my backside.
Yow.
Bad stepdad. Name was Vinny.
Vinny Stuang.
Vinny Stuang Stablack. Man, I got my name from.
Vincent.
Mm-hmm. He lost his job. He lost his job at the gasworks. And he beat the He beat the snot out of me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye, Chris. Bye, Chris.
Bye.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
It's been a slice of heaven.
All right.
You take care now.
Thanks
you
for being on the Charlie
Get
Show.
You on the flip side. Flip side.
All right.
You like pancakes?
I
do. Thank you, Chris.
All right.
Okay, you can hang up now. He's gone.
There
he's
goes.
Gone.
Good job.
Oh, my stepdad, Vinny. Man, what a horrible man. Yeah. Horrible man.
Horrible man.
Every day. Every day. Touch it, Charlie. Touch it.
He's gone.
Did
now.
He adopt you?
Sort of.
But you took his name.
He wanted to marry me. That's what he said.
But what about your mom?
He said, we're going to be like man and wife, you and me.
What about your mom, Doris?
And he'd climb up.
Your mom, Doris? Doris. He just gave his mom a name?
Doris Stuang Stabilek. Very quiet lady. Made a mean corned beef hash.
Doris and Vinny.
All these years. It's
Hello?
The first we're hearing.
Hi, Mrs. McBride.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
Good.
Why are you quitting?
Huh?
Why are you quitting?
Because I just need to make some more money. Charlie.
Oh, that's BS.
It's not.
Beth Ann, is Robert Mailman ready in the next break?
I can find out for you.
Okay, well, in case he's listening, Robert, in case you have a problem, maybe you could go steal a cell phone and call the show in the next break.
Oh, God.
Bye, BA.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't quit! That's like Jake Steinfeld,
right.
Body by Jake. Don't quit.
Smart.
Good advice.
Yeah, my mom, Doris, passed away. She left us.
Okay, good.
But I keep her in my car. She's mummified.
This is the Don and Mike Show.